Welcome to Look Who's Talking, and with me today I have Sarah. I came across Sarah's interest when we were putting together the last Sixth Form newsletter, and I was intrigued by what she was doing. But I won't tell you anything about it, I'll leave that to Sarah. Sarah, can you introduce to us that particular interest that I'm referring to?
Okay. So, hi, I'm Sarah, and basically what I have is a food and kind of baking, cooking blog called fromayoungfoodie.wordpress.com. And I started that almost 2 years ago now, in the summer of year 11. And so I've got about maybe 30 posts now, and they're just kind of things that I've made that are a bit different, and I post about them and make, like, the recipe as well. So it's a really good kind of experience that I've enjoyed doing.
Well done on getting the URL in. It's a bit of publicity there, quite right. Can I take you back a stage further? What actually prompted you to think about doing something like that? What was your inspiration? Where did that come from?
Well, partly kind of boredom in the long summer holiday of year 11, but partly, you know, it's just the thing that I've been doing that year, just been doing a bit of baking when my mum's kind of said, oh, do you mind making us cake? And then it kind of started from there, and then moving on to different things and changing recipes about as well, not just doing kind of the same kind of recipe. So then I thought, I'd seen kind of lots of really interesting blogs, and they looked, you know, really nice. And it seemed like the bloggers enjoyed it, so I kind of slowly got into that. I don't know, it's not one moment, but kind of just a journey into it.
Well, there's two aspects there, I guess. There's the practical element, the interest in baking itself, and then you also noticed other people blogging. So what did you think they were doing that adds to that sort of interest in the topic?
So I think one thing about having a blog is having really good photography as well, and having a kind of engaging writing style. Not writing a massive paragraph, you know, that's quite chunky. You kind of want to engage the person as they're reading through your blog, because, you know, you don't want to just be a recipe book, you want to be a person as well. So it's kind of started like basic things that I enjoy doing, and then getting better photography, using a better camera, and kind of when people do feedback to your posts and they enjoy it, that kind of makes you want to improve the quality of your posts more and post more regularly, because you know that people are following you, so they want to see new content.
Well, within that answer, you've got, there's a number of things I'd like to just follow up. Firstly, you mentioned that there was some degree of thought required for the writing style.
Yeah.
So has that had any influence on the way that you write in school? Or is it actually the other way around, and what you've learned, the styles that you've learned for writing for your topics, subjects in school, has that affected the way that you blog?
Well, I mean, I do science subjects now, but, you know, from what I've learnt at GCSE English and kind of how I changed it to my blog, I think with a blog you almost have to be a little bit more chatty, but then you still want it to be, I mean, if you sometimes go on a blog and, you know, it's got lots of grammatical errors as well and it's a bit sloppy, that also puts you off. So I think it's making, what I've also kind of learnt from other bloggers is having shorter paragraphs that are more kind of engaging, kind of bursts, not just a block, because that puts your readers off. So it's kind of taking things that I've learned, but then I think it is a little bit different, and you just kind of, from reading other blogs, that's what I have kind of gauged to be good in the kind of, if that's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite a complex analysis that you performed, excuse me, of the way that you write and the way that your audience receive your writing. So let's think a little bit more about your audience. You mentioned that earlier on. How important is that to you, and what is your target audience?
Well, it's called A Young Foodie because I'm not, you know, a Michelle Roux Jr. or kind of like Mary Berry or something like that. But so it's kind of like other people who are like me, who are just kind of into it. But then I have a few followers who are kind of like women, kind of who are into crafts and kind of baking and stuff. So they like looking at different things because that's what they do. They kind of try different things. So I think it's kind of like sharing as well. So it's not like I'm some sort of authority or something, but something I tried, I liked it. How about you try that? So I mean, it's kind of open to everyone, but I find it's, like, usually people who are kind of bit, like, novices as well, like me, so they kind of, like, oh, yeah, that looks nice, I'd love to try that. So it's kind of like that, but anyone could access it, really, yeah.
Sounds like your your audience is quite eclectic, then. It's certainly not just the people, your friendship group in real life.
Yeah, because I didn't tell my friends about my blog straight away, so then... Basically, it started off with some random views, because you can see on the platform that I use, WordPress, kind of who's seen it, and you see random views from, like, Uganda and, like, Mexico and stuff, and you're like, wow, these people have kind of, like, stumbled across it. So, you know, I think they just search. You can sometimes see what people have searched, but then it's nice to see that someone from around the world's read it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thinking about then the technology within there, you mentioned WordPress and you made a choice about WordPress. What was it that drew you to that particular platform?
Well, initially I did kind of do some research because I was entirely new to it, and you know, I'd done ICT at GCC but not, you know, nothing about blogging. So I kind of did a quick Google search, which is the best blogging platform, and that kind of narrowed it down between Blogger, which is another blogging platform, and WordPress. So then I kind of, they had like a, someone had done pros and cons of each and stuff, and I actually tried both. I set up a Blogger one, and I set up a WordPress one, but I found that WordPress was quite easy to use and had a lot more like variation in the themes that you can put on your blog, because you don't just want it to be kind of, I think Blogger is a bit like very linear, but then, you know, my WordPress one, it's like a lot of pictures when you go onto the main screen. So I do, if anyone is starting up, I would really recommend WordPress because it's really easy to use and has a lot of variety. Yeah.
Well, I'm with you on that one as a fellow WordPress blogger.
Yeah.
You got there into some of the technicalities of making a choice about that. What about the amount of, as a blogger, I know how time consuming it can be. And you've got the added complexity in that you've got a practical topic.
Yeah.
Plus, you mentioned earlier photography, so it must be quite time-consuming.
Well, the thing is, a lot of the things that I post, I haven't actually made necessarily that weekend. So sometimes if we have people coming over, I'd make more than one thing, and then I've got all the photographs ready, and I think, okay, turn that out at a later time. Because, I mean, it is hard to do it every week, and I don't do it every week. I do it maybe every fortnight, sometimes even every 3 weeks, as long as it's not, like, leaving massive months in between. So it's kind of balancing that, and then, as I said, having photographs ready and having posts ready, and then if you just sit down and kind of, you can write a post in about half an hour. It's just the part before and thinking of something interesting, which is the part that's the most time consuming. Yeah,
well, thinking that's all the preparation, thinking about it, the actual production of it, looking forward, where do you see it going? Do you see you just continuing with it as it is? Did you mention to me once that you've also got a link with other social media platforms?
I have used Pinterest, but I use Instagram actually mostly. So that's the one that, because Instagram, if you look at it, it's mainly food, I think. It is a lot of like food bloggers on Instagram, which is people who just post pictures of their food, like massive accounts on there. So I kind of thought, well, I should probably move on to there and put a link in the Instagram page for my blog on there, and then kind of you can hashtag your pictures so more people find them. So that's the one that I mainly use, and then I've seen how people have moved from Instagram to the blog, because it's quite easy to do that when you have links in there. So I use Instagram a lot for that kind of purpose, yeah.
And I've sort of added together two questions in one there. So thinking about the future, so what have you got for developing your blog?
Yeah, I think eventually I definitely want to get it into my own domain. So I don't just want it to be from me on foodie.wordpress.com, I want to make it .com.
Yeah.
So then it's kind of like an official sort of thing. A few weeks ago, actually, this magazine contacted me for wanting to use one of my pictures, this little magazine. So in the end, I actually passed the deadline, but you know, she was in contact and she said, well, next time we have a post I will, kind of a magazine article, then we'll be in touch and maybe we can use some of your pictures. So kind of doing that, I think just continuing and then seeing where it goes, really, because I do enjoy it. So
Well, I'm very grateful for the time you've given up today. We eventually got together after the snow tore us apart last week. Thanks very much, Sarah, and I wish you well with your blog.
Thank you very much. Thank you.